The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
We're here.
We are.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir. It seems like you've been missing for a month or so. We needed to send a search party to go find Jeff Janovich.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob. I have been traveling
a lot. You've been busy. You've been skirting the edges of Harvey, I think.
Harvey, and now, of course, Irma made landfall today, right?
Yes, Irma did, and it's become quite the mess down in South Florida. Tonight, I haven't seen too much detail since I've been here, but Key West took the big brunt of it.
Last I saw, they say everything in the Keys is underwater right now.
Yeah, which is sad. I spent a lot of time in Marathon. It was a beautiful little part of the world, and I know Miami is really, really suffering right now. So.
Well, Tampa, I think, is where it really made
Tampa's where the real damage is going to be, and early projections are going to have it running up the west coast of Florida, up into the Panhandle, and then banking toward Memphis.
And all that rain's
going to be here like Wednesday. So
I saw where, this is the first time a hurricane has directly hit Tampa in more than a century. So
I heard it was 97 years, but yeah, you're probably right.
Right around the century.
Yeah, somewhere around that mark. So
long time.
Well, enough of that. Because we're here for other reasons aside from the blues. Well, it is the blues. We are joined this evening by a very new friend of Radio Memphis. She's absolutely delightful. We've had a lot of fun so far. And we ain't even just got on the air. Miss Joyce She-Wolf Jones is here. Hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Better than now that you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So do we call you She-Wolf or Miss Jones or...
She-Wolf will get you right every time.
But look out. Look out now.
If I break out into me and Mrs. Jones, is that okay?
See, that's a whole nother story, Jeff. You starting some. Got to be starting something.
Oh, yeah. She came all the way up from Potts Camp, Mississippi, to be here tonight. That's right. Around Bethlehem.
Thank y'all for making that trip.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here.
How about that?
We're going to have some fun tonight. You've got some. You got these musicians back here.
I know. It's some great guys.
Yeah.
Some great guys. Yeah. I brought a t-shirt.
You brought a t-shirt?
I brought a t-shirt. Somebody might know who She-Whoop is.
There's the camera right there.
I brought a CD. Somebody might want to hook up with She-Whoop tonight.
Look at you. Everybody's going to be
shirt,
hooking up with She-Whoop.
T-shirt, CD.
T-shirt, yeah.
Come on. Anybody want to rub
it? I got the EP from Mark. I guess you sent it to him and he sent it over to me. So we're going to play some cuts off of that tonight.
Cool.
By God, that is an incredible record. It sounds great. It seems like y'all had so much fun making it, and
it was
very well produced. Very well done.
Thank you. I actually did my CD at OTM Entertainment in Red Banks, Mississippi. Red Banks Music.
I've been through there.
Henderson Thigpen, you ever heard of him?
I have heard of Henderson Thigpen.
Henderson Thigpen is coming back. He's coming back. He's not gone.
No.
My engineer was actually my cousin. We call him Worm Boy Rail. That's what we call him. He's actually from South Haven area.
Oh, yeah.
This is all local.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, and we've heard about your relationship with a guy that we've had down here before, Mr. Cam Kimbrough.
I kind of know him.
Yeah, you kind of know him just a little bit.
I kind of know him since I carried him for 9 months. Yeah. Does that make me in with Cam?
I would say so, yeah.
Kimbrough is quite austere, I hear.
He's doing really well. But we're kind of proud of Cam.
Look what he had in his pocket, though.
Well, yeah. It's all in the DNA, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. No, we're so glad to have you guys down here. We're gonna play some blues tonight, and we're gonna play some of the stuff off of this record. Now you have an album that's coming with this thing, right?
Yes, I do. It's called Juke Joint Party, and you better believe that's what it's about.
Well, we're gonna be juke jointing up in here tonight.
Actually, Juke Joint Party is one of the songs that's on it, and it's causing quite a stir in the Delta. In my area.
Right.
So we'll see what Memphis think
we'll
about
it. We'll play it a little bit later. We'll get a live version of it as well.
Cool, yeah. Guys, y'all think y'all can handle a live version?
Yeah. Well, not right this second.
I
don't want to talk to you for a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
How long have you been singing and playing and doing this business?
Now, doing this dirty thing.
Doing this dirty thing of the blues.
Doing this dirty thing of the blues is not even quite 5 years.
Really?
I thought I was going to die and go to hell when I first started singing.
Well, it's the devil's music after all.
But I mean, you know what? When God give it to me in my sleep, in a entirety, Papa Say is one example on my CD. If it comes to me in its entirety, in my sleep,
then you got to do it.
I got to release it. It took 3 nights. He woke me 3 nights. And, you know, I want to pay attention to the gown that I was wearing in the vision. I wanted to pay attention to what the stage looked like. Everything was all white, man. I thought it was
really
heaven.
Oh,
and I heard the words, but they sounded like something that was already written. The third night is just like earth shook when he woke me.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's the song, not my gown, Jeff. You got to pay attention to the right things.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling she'll make some gown shifting tonight before it's all said and done with. But no, it just kind of came to you then, and you just wanted to follow this? Because with your family and your connections, the people that you've known, especially down in Potts Camp.
Yeah, but you know what? I had Cam. He was a Kimbrew, so I know those people. You know, I grew up around them. And listen, I was...
It rubs off on you, so to speak.
No, it didn't rub off on me. I was sure I was going to be born and raised Pentecostal all the way. And I was going to save them.
Yeah.
But when there's a pathway for you to climb, you got to climb it. And you can't run from it.
Maybe they saved you.
They may have. Well, you know what? I was doing this doggone thing, whether it was gospel or blues.
Yeah.
Blues, I'm just writing and making my own path, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
I've opened another door. Jeff, what you think?
But did you start singing in the church? Is that...
Yeah, I was 5 years old.
Really?
Playing my tambourine and reciting my poems and learning my scriptures like a good girl. I'm telling you, I thought hell was going to open up and get me. I'm serious.
Just guys. Swallow you on up.
I did, but you know what happened?
They kicked you out.
No. You know what, Rick? You know what? Now, I have a confession. I have not tested the water since.
That's okay.
The only way, I'm talking about that going back.
Yeah, oh well.
Are you afraid you walk into a church, your skin might start smoking or something?
I don't even want to know yet. You know what I'm saying? I want to just go on because I feel like this is led by a higher power too.
Oh, sure,
by
sure.
The song, I mean, the proof is in the pudding if you listen to the
Well,
CD.
Yes. Yeah, there is that. That's
I'm not
sure.
Bragging, but because I don't even take credit for it, honestly. I'm just a vessel. I'm a tool. He put the right people in my path to support me. You know, guys, this blues thing is not a one-man band.
No.
It's a team effort.
It's not a one-man. Like, Mark found me somewhere in the bunch of people.
Well, now...
And yeah, Mark me out the basket, you know?
Mark is the magic man when it comes to that.
He's magic Mark. Yeah.
I feel like there's magic in the air.
Yeah.
I do. And you know we're down under the dungeon in the hole.
You're just that much closer, they see. You know.
Well.
Tell me about these fellows that are sitting there around you and behind you here. Who are these people?
I first want to give honor to this dude sitting right here that helped me get to where you guys would even get to find that.
He's over here taking notes. So you know.
And that would be Riley Bailey.
I think he's evaluating us.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I'm in for my yearly evaluation.
Are you grading? Riley?
Rick's opening was strong. Jeff could be funnier. He's reading his notes over here.
I don't think I qualify to grade. You know, these guys are great.
They are. You know they are saying? Super guys. These are are some great guys.
I couldn't even tote their notebook. I can tote children.
Oh.
You
know, yeah.
And I do tote children.
Then we get Paul Rogers, all the way from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On bass.
On the five string.
He has been very supportive, very instrumental in a lot of the music arrangements on my CD. I have to give it to him. I bow to him. I curse him because he's straight. I don't know what A, B, C, or F is, but Paul helped me with that. So I have to give Paul a hand.
Yay.
And then this great, super cool TM, Tony the Tiger. This is the man. I mean, he can just hear your music and just give it right back to you, you know? I met him. He came to my backyard jam at my home in Potts Camp. He actually came all the way to Potts Camp.
I need to come to your backyard jam. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's an annual thing, and you don't want to be absent because Riley's grading.
But, apparently so.
And then all the way to the back, I have to leave the power for last. It's Bishop Nevis Oglesby, a.k.a. Yeah. Big Country. That's Big Country. My brother. He's backing me up on drums. So. Well, and then, of course, there's me. Oh, we already talked about me. Okay.
So are these guys are on the record with you?
Paul is.
Yeah. Now, who else is on this record?
Do you know Trenton Ayers?
Yes, I do.
Trenton Ayers plays Be All Right, that awesome slide that's on there. And then that rock and roll song. Did you check out how you can get a little bit of everything on my CD?
Yes, yes.
And you even go to church on my CD.
You do. There's a little bit of everything on here. Yeah,
it's a little bit. So, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Just this on the EP. I haven't heard the full disc yet.
Okay, well, on the full album.
But on the EP, there's a little bit of everything. With those
Be
five
All Right,
tunes.
Yeah. Yes. Because whatever he gave me, I wrote it. It wasn't me, it's him. I'm just a tool.
Right.
And when I say him, I speak of God, a higher power, whatever you want to call it, your mama them, whoever to make you feel better.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with whoever make you better. Introduce them.
It sounds like you're taking your gospel experience and really, because you know, blues comes from gospel.
Very much so.
And you're like the really one of the few living examples of that. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, because a lot of people, they take one and then they'll shift to the other and then leave the other behind.
You know why?
But you keep them together, don't you?
You want to know why? I don't give a gosh darn what nobody think of She-Wolf. She-Wolf is who she is. She created herself, and she's going to be whoever she is. And there is no control.
Yeah.
Now, don't nobody not call me cause all that now. Because I'm adjustable. But I'm for real, too.
You're flexible.
I'm very for real. Yeah. Now, my leg don't go too far. You know how it used to go on my shoulder. It's a stopping point.
There is, yes.
Now, with help, we can do a lot of things.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to keep the door open. Now, don't y'all hear me now? But for real, though, on a for real tip, I'm open. I'm open to whatever that I'm supposed to get. To me, there is so much chaos happening in this world.
And chaos was a great word you used to grab your headphones. Wow. That was awesome.
And you know what?
What?
Nobody's bold enough to really tell the damn story the way it's coming. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever the hell you want.
You know what? I'm not going to.
The FCC doesn't give a damn about what's going on over here.
I'm not going to add to it, and I'm not going to take it away. I'm going to give it to you the way he gives it to me, and I'm going to sing it hard as he give it to me to sing.
And that's what we've heard that from several players that will just say, you know, I'm just a vessel.
Yes.
You know, that it comes to me and I just got to play it.
It's, you better know it.
The old thing about if it's in you, it's got to come out.
That's it.
You know,
it's like a
Sydell Davis
fire.
Was real big on that, you know.
And see, I found that out, that's the same thing for me, even when I'm singing the blues.
Yeah.
Because the blues come from your heart, from your life, from your no good self, from the sorry decisions that you made, the things you done that you think don't nobody know, but he know everything. He see high and he see low.
So are you writing from your own experience then, or are you writing from somebody else's?
I look into your eyes and write about you.
Well, please do.
If you let me look long enough.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. We got all night. This show doesn't go to, it doesn't end until 11 o'clock.
I love this thing. I began to feel you. The longer you stay around me, I can feel you. I'm serious. You better close that stuff you don't want me to know. Close it up.
I'm an open book. I have nothing to hide, really. I've lost my dignity years ago.
Oh, yeah. You lost your what?
Dignity.
Oh, okay.
Dignity.
I want to make sure I get the right word. Jeff, what you thought he said?
No, I knew he said dignity. I knew what he meant.
Yeah. No, she's hearing things over there, I think, you know. It wasn't a war wound or anything like that. No.
You know what? We like to recognize a real good friend, I don't know what supporter, I don't know what you would call him, but he is everything.
He's our angel.
You know, and I would like for him to say a few words.
Steve Likens.
Steve was threatening to play drums a little bit later on, too. He didn't know what was going on.
That's the cool thing about Steve.
I knew it. It wasn't me.
Steve is another friend of Radio Memphis. He's been down here before.
Yeah, he's been down here a lot of times.
He's been to Bethlehem, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Steve has been to Bethlehem, haven't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. We were down there partying. Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steve's
shirt game is strong tonight, too.
But now, don't forget Sweet Angel Dawn. Behind every good man, there's a what?
There's a great woman.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Behind every good man, there's a what?
A good woman, strong woman.
See, right now, in the Caribbean, you have Irma, and then behind her is Jose.
But we're not talking about destruction, okay? We're talking about good stuff. You talking about
Jose back there looking at that ass on Irma right now?
And here I was trying to be good.
Oh, you are fine. You're fine. You're fine.
You
don't
gonna mess around and let the wolf out?
Well, that's what we're here to do.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Are you ready to let a little bit of the wolf out?
Let me see what you get.
Well, let's see what you got. Why don't you play us a song?
Live?
Live right now?
Yeah.
What y'all want to do?
Well, you got
no pressure. There's only like 120 countries listening.
Okay. Jump, jump party rally.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There you go. Jump into it. She-Wolf, kids. Just tremendous.
That was amazing.
All right now.
I wish I had me a Riley in my life.
No kidding.
Man. He's manager, agent, backup singer.
Yeah, Riley. Yeah, Riley's the shit over there, man.
He started saying, I didn't expect you to jump in. That was great.
Man, that was great. He's got a great voice, too.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
You listen to it so much and him traveling with me and taking care of me.
Yeah.
I think I get in your veins.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
If you keep listening, you'll catch yourself.
Well, that's the wolf.
Vacuuming. Yeah. And you know what? If you want your party to start, for real, put She-Wolf in there. Juke John Party.
I like that, man. That's what it's all about.
Juke John Party. That was written about Junior Kimbrough, Cameron's grandfather.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a very special man from the Delta Clarksdale named Dingo. That was the doorkeeper.
I heard of Dingo. I've heard legends about Dingo.
Had this stick that he used to carry.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, was powering that stick.
Great man.
He talked me out of my seat. I used to sit in the seat while Cameron was doing his thing with other people. And he'd be like, sing, sing.
Let it out.
Let it out. And he,
is that where the She-Wolf come from?
That he actually did.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
You and I are on the same thing over here.
We might need to help.
We'll do something later.
Rick knows.
Right.
I'm not as dumb as I look,
he
really.
Knows. Wow.
Stick around town. Rick knows.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But that's where that came from, right?
Yes, it is. Actually, I did my very first live for real show at Red's Lounge in Clarksdale.
Yes.
And Dingo did a voting thing that night. It was three different names. One of them was Lady J.
Mm-hmm.
One was Diva Joyce. And the other one was She-Wolf.
Ah.
And I sang like five of Howlin' Wolf's songs that night. So, and then I think Red made me mad right before I went on.
Yeah.
He talked real mean to me. So then he made me growl.
Well, that's why he did that.
And I talked
and
under
that's
the table.
Came up with what?
Gotta get a pup some
room.
That She-Wolf power.
That's where that comes from.
That's where it comes from.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that's great. Listen, I'm gonna grab a break and we're gonna play some commercials here. We're gonna come back. We're gonna play a couple of other tunes. We're gonna grab one off this EP here, and then we're gonna have some more some more fun with you. How about that?
That sounds great.
You having a fun time? You okay?
Yeah.
I know you were a little worked up, a little nervous, but it's okay.
That's over with.
This is what the whole rest of the night is like.
It's not
Rick's calming presence at all.
No, my calming presence, no, not in the least. So,
this is fun, guys.
Well, we got a fun night ahead. So kids, stick around. She-Wolf is here in the studio on the Booze and Blues at Radio Memphis.
can't let you go.
Oh, my goodness, right there. There she is, Joyce She-Wolf Jones, here in the Booze and Blues. And Papa Say No, it's from the EP that is out now. And she is here in studio. We couldn't be more pleased to have her with us there, the She-Wolf herself. My God, woman, you've got deep range on that. When I first heard that cut, I thought, my God, where does that... Did you sing it from the soles of your shoes?
The soul, from my soul. That's where it comes from.
I know, it's beautiful.
It still brings tears to my eyes.
I noticed that. You were getting a little weepy over there.
That's the song that I told you.
How did you record that without crying and busting up like that?
For the first three raps, I'm not doing well now.
Just relax. It's okay.
No, that song just touches me.
What's it about?
It's about my father.
Yeah?
My father is blind, and he was always there for me.
Yeah.
Never wanted me to go and get in any trouble. He tried to protect me from everything.
Keep you out of the blues.
So that's why I'm like, Papa Say No. Because it was no. If you have a daughter, you know anybody that has a daughter. It's no to everything, isn't it?
I have two.
Oh, wow, Jeff. Okay, they got to live a little bit, but I do understand.
Stephen King once wrote the Daughters of God's revenge on us for being men.
You better know it. That's right. For all of those creepy thoughts from the second grade on, okay? But yes, even though I think God blesses me to sing to people and make people's life better, make every situation, I think that I believe he's going to give me a song for every situation in this world that needs to be healed. That's what I believe in my heart. But the cool thing is, I'm a vessel, plus I get to enjoy the message.
Absolutely. And so are you getting to pull stuff from your own experiences, too, when you write?
That my whole album is... by the way, the EP was a promotional to the album.
Sure.
So if you got the EP, you got half of the album.
So it's a sneak. Well, you got to get the album to get the other half.
Well, that's the whole trick to it. it's called Money, 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 Money.
Oh, yeah.
But what you
got to do, it's a business.
It's a business.
You got to put the business in show business, baby.
But you can see that this is something that I am created for. Can you not?
I say so.
I mean, I'm sitting here, y'all, drenched in tears, and I have not had a beer.
We built for this.
Built for comfort.
Yeah, it's better to be built for comfort than speed.
Well, older you get, the slower you get. Okay.
It's not so much the arrival as it is the journey. Right.
That's right.
That's right. Sort of
just long as you get there. I don't care about you being first. I don't mind being last.
Oh yeah.
I get to catch some stuff you didn't get because you was running too fast.
The scenery.
Put that in your pipe and smoke. That's what you do. The scenery.
The scenery. You take your time. You get to
it's
around.
Only so much.
Smell
on
the roses a little bit,
see.
If you will. Stop off, do a little fishing. You know what I mean?
I was thinking about the turtle in the air. That's what I was kind of thinking about. Right. And I kind of got a little tired of the... Which one? The hair?
The hair got tired.
Was it a turtle or a tortoise?
Tortoise.
A tortoise? Yeah. What's the difference?
We're splitting hairs here, right?
Both of them slow.
see what I did there?
Yeah, that hurt. I physically felt that.
A joke so bad, Jeff cringed. Yes.
Man.
Hello.
We should just have one of those dad joke offs.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh wow.
Oh my God.
What were we talking about before you sidetracked us?
The record and the writing of it.
Okay. You know what I noticed? What's Jeff, that? Stay on the good boy side.
You don't know him that well.
First of all, yes.
and he's got two daughters.
Second of all, but they're grown.
You fool me.
My oldest is married. My youngest is a senior in high school.
Well, you sit down.
Yeah, I am.
You had a crucial moment, though, Jeff. It's crucial high school.
Oh, she's ready to go. She's ready to go to the house and go to college.
Go to where, though?
Away from him.
Yeah, away from me.
He's so bad, see?
Okay. But see, somebody's going to keep him in check.
Yeah.
Nobody. Absolutely.
And it's usually not me.
I was just going to say, nobody. You ain't doing nothing with him. No. So what's up? What's up? Did you like Papa Say?
I did, yes, I did.
Wow,
yeah, Papa Say No.
So
it's
cool.
You don't hear this said much about any blues tune, but it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Because usually blues is down and in it, and it's about
blues is not beautiful.
It has its moments. It can, yes. But that particular track, yes, it's a very, very pretty song.
I never thought about it that way.
I've always thought of the blues as beautiful.
Yeah, he said my song was beautiful.
It was. It is.
It is a beautiful song. But you know, a lot of the blues and a lot of the music and the musicians that we deal with on a weekly basis around here.
Careful, Rick.
No. and because I do shoot from the hip. They're about. They're about people's lives, and they're about their turmoils and their struggles and the things that they have dealt with over their lives. And sometimes it's just not pretty.
Okay.
You know, because they're trying to convey that message. Now, you're conveying a message there with Papa Say No in a very aesthetically pleasing way. And that's the thing about it. And it's all in the performance.
Are you flattering me?
I hear it gets me everywhere.
I don't have anything, so stop. No, this is so awesome.
Well, on that, let me ask you this. Now, when you play live and you're working in that room, I mean, you've only been doing this for a few years. How much of the audience are you feeding off of? I mean, are you watching the audience? Do you pay attention to somebody in the crowd? Are you just trying to just lay it out there?
All my energy comes from above. Then I use the energy that's in the room. For instance, when I was back in New York a couple months ago, there was a young lady that was late to my show for some ungodly reason. She was late.
She had to pee.
But she missed the fact that she had to pee.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we was at a very, very good place. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it.
You can say whatever you want.
It was John Brown's Smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
And the mood of the food and the music, of course, that was me, is incredible. And I think she was probably sucking on her bone.
I got
before she came to the show. But she missed the fact that...
Lucky fella.
You are incredibly ready for hell.
Yeah.
You are at Hell's Gate, okay?
I have a reservation, I'm told, I guess.
Back to the story. Anyway, she... I'm like three against one, guys, but I'm holding my ground.
The good deeds that Rick does in this world, he does so he can get a better room and get an upgrade.
Yeah. Working on it.
But she missed the fact that my heel, you know how you get all dolled up.
I thought
I needed to do that because I was in New York. But the thing about She-Wolf is in order for me to do my job, I have to be at comfort and in peace. Because if I keep sweating, these cowboy boots are coming out. It was the show's over.
Yeah.
But I took those shoes off and put on some $4 Fred Dollar Store tennis shoes.
Yes, ma'am.
So that I could jump and buck that hill country way because I wasn't comfortable. I felt confined trying to be a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so she swaddled into the show about 15, 20 minutes after I had gotten started and looked straight at my feet. Well, I'm one of those first people that can pull your thoughts.
Yes.
So right in the middle of me singing, I said, hold up just a minute. Let me explain something to this lady sitting right here. Those are the shoes that I wore for the show, but now these are the ones that I'm going to sing to you. Now, if you want me to perform, I'll put those shoes back on and be real still. But if you want me to sing to you, let me wear these here $4 shoes. And the show gonna go on. Well, needless to say, she gave me the biggest tip when the night was over.
There you go. That's nice.
I do love tips.
Yes. Don't we all?
Yes.
Yes. No, that's cool. So you do work the room.
That's right.
Have you done any shows with Cameron?
It's been me.
Tony laughs.
Somebody in the background. Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Somebody laughing back there. You know, my son's a big star and everything. But we did do the Memphis Heritage Fest. Yes, we did. Whoever that missed that show, that's why they're laughing, because they missed the show.
I'm just trying to picture what it would be like if I ever had to do a gig and my mom was performing at the same gig.
I know, right?
Like, I have to be a good boy backstage. And...
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Cameron is an only child. Does that say anything?
It does.
If we could go back to Juke Joint, they did an awesome performance at the Juke Joint Festival in Clarksdale.
Yeah, we did.
It was back in April. It's every year.
Perform together?
Second week of April.
That's when I actually released the EP. Yeah. That's when I let... That was the first touch of She-Wolf giving herself to the world.
Oh, yeah.
And it
was... Paul was there. Paul performed.
I told you, Paul.
They did a marvelous job.
Man.
Did I mess up? They took Clarksdale up.
Thank you, Riley.
They really did.
Thank you, Riley.
Yeah. And she performed with Cam.
Yeah. We were saying before we got on the air that because I asked us, you know, Cam may come in, but apparently not. He wants to put you out in that light as
He's
well.
He's trying to make me be a big girl. That tickle you, Jeff. That
it
was
does.
Too hard. You tickle off hard on that.
He's easily tickled.
Why is he so tickled, Riley? Listen at that.
I know he's easily tickled.
It's true. I'm very tickled.
Maybe he's starstruck.
Oh,
yes. It could be.
Yes,
I doubt it. That was something about that mom thing. That was like some.
Maybe he's very proud of you.
Well, that's you.
And he's not saying it, and that's what he wants you to.
You guys are got me.
This
just,
is where you're bringing
I'm too
it up.
Flattered, yeah, man.
Right.
It's true. Yeah. This is like all new to me. You know that.
Right.
You know, in church, you just get told, okay, good job, sit down. All right? You know what I'm saying? You don't get any special rewards in church. You did only what you were supposed to. Go sit down. What you looking for? Extra cook? Hey, now.
We need to go have a chat with your pastor if that's the case.
No, he gone now. We don't leave him yet. I survived. Yeah.
Bishop has spoken.
Yeah. She's good.
That's my new bishop back there. So,
he's
I'm trying to
that.
Be good, but now he did let me know that he ain't the one that's got the keys to heaven. So he just the one to help keep me.
Well, there's that.
Because me and you done already talked about which line you might be in.
Which line you might be in?
You might be in.
Oh, what line?
Me and Jeff might be in a different line.
Oh, no.
You're not in a good line.
Oh, no.
Lord, we're going to have to
Don't
drop
let
a...
this sexy exterior fool you.
Big sexy, baby. I like it. Don't turn red on me, Jeff. Own up to it. Own up to it. Nobody else might not do it for you. I'm going to own my sexiness, honey. Y'all.
The fan mail he gets is
It's non-existent. Wow. You've been holding out of me.
The bags of panties we
get mailed to us. You should see Jeff's face right now. You are so evil, man. He blows with you.
The French Prince.
You know, Rick told me when I got into this business that, ladies would just throw themselves at me.
They just go crazy. You know, like,
I almost spit my coffee. You don't have to tell every darn thing.
I didn't. I just said coffee.
Insinuation goes far.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I almost spit my coffee.
I know that.
Just don't do it in the direction of the board.
Exactly. Okay, all right.
It was coming straight towards you.
That'll work. You can spit on me anytime.
Oh,
see what I mean?
Mark, you invited me here.
Yeah, blame him.
Yeah, this is so fun. This is so awesome, Radio Memphis.
Well, how about another tune? Let's hear what these guys playing behind you. Let's hear you sing some more.
Oh, wow.
What do you want to do? Get down into it.
I was hoping you would play Mad at Me.
Well, we got all night.
We want to sing Mad at Me.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't know Mad at Me.
You don't know Mad at Me?
Poe Black Man?
Poe Black Man! Y'all want to hear Poe Black Man?
Poe Black Man?
I'm calling it out.
Poe Black Man, Poe Black Man started in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
What's the story behind this?
The story behind Poe Black Man is I had already started to sing. Actually, let's back up a little bit. Juke Joint Party, which we just played, I wrote that for David Kimbrough. You know, Cameron, David, Kenny, these guys been out there. You know, I thought, who am I to write a song just for myself? But when I wrote this song, David told me, he said, Sister-in-law, this is a good song, but I can't sing this song. So I recorded the damn thing, and I've been singing it ever since.
Good for you.
Now, Poe Black Man derived from one day I was at home, and every damn bill that could come in the mail came that day.
Uh-oh.
And I had about 25% of the money that I needed. So I thought...
Story of my life.
So,
I hear you.
Black Man is the riddle. But if the shoe fit, wear it. That's all I can tell you. Because that's what I do. If I can't pay, I run. And I'm going to tell you, that's what I do.
Sing it, baby.
All right.
Lay it down.
Can I play my tambourine?
You can play whatever you want.
You better run.
about that? That's a she-wolf right there.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You got all these little girls in the room next door dancing.
And they're all working
just
in there.
Grinning over
is
there.
Is that you singing on that Robert Kimbrough Sr. and Blues Connection Route album over at Live at the Shack?
Live from the hut.
The hut. That's the hut, yes.
Of course, they say my name is Joyce Powell.
Well, you know.
As in pow, poof, poop.
You know, I had that record in my CD player in my car for a long time, and I was like, who is that woman singing? That's incredible. And it's you.
Boom, Black Man.
Oh, it's a great song.
When you heard that, you knew you connected.
Yeah, I did. And now look at you. Y'all here in our studio.
See, that one right there, I didn't have anything to do with that one right there.
Well, I know.
Am I supposed to say that or not?
You can say whatever you want.
I told you I was going to tell the truth.
I've got some messages here that have come in through the internet. Diana Hampton from Chicago is in. Yeah. She's tuning in. She said, She-Wolf, number one fan. Tell her Dee Dee in on this. Love it.
Love you, Dee Dee.
Mandy Lemons Nikitas. Mandy Nikitas from Low Society. She's loving it tonight.
Hi, Mandy. Mandy. Hi.
Sherina Boyce. You go, Joyce.
Hey,
She-Wolf Jones.
Number one juke joint dancer. That's Sherina Boyce.
Waynette Davenport Ford. Thanks so much. Need this tonight while we worry about Irma making its way to the Georgia coast. So
God bless you.
Bringing some
God
joy to folks tonight.
God bless you right now. Nothing is a mistake.
Yep.
Just keep your mind positive and know that everything that's happening is already written. It's supposed to happen, going to happen. Just all you got to do is just believe that it's going to pass. This too shall pass.
Mandy says she loves it, and Kathy Hurley says hello.
Hi, Kathy.
So they're tuned in from all over the place.
Thank you. You know what I like? These are ladies.
Yeah.
Can I howl for the ladies?
Yes, you can howl. I think I need to take a break after that. I don't know. I may have to take me a shower.
Keep supporting She-Wolf.
Yeah, there it is. Get down. Brandon Santini from the live and extended record from Canada. I believe from Toronto, more specifically.
Yeah, maybe he'll move to Toronto.
He might. I mean,
I'm kidding.
No, he's all over the place. I mean, Lord have mercy.
Incredible.
I do love that album. Hello, yeah.
That's a great record, yeah.
I actually was just talking off air with this unnamed source who stated that there's a rumor going on that Brandon may have left Memphis, moved out of Memphis. But we don't have, that is unconfirmed.
Yeah, well, it happens. Which means if that's...
Traitor.
If it's done, then we're not going to play your music anymore, Brandon. I kid.
Because you know what? He's nothing without Radio Memphis.
Right? He's nothing. He's nothing at all. Next thing you know, John Namath is moving off to the Virgin Islands or something.
Okay.
He would move on to a cruise ship before he would do anything else.
I think I'd move to the Virgin Islands and be starting fresh.
Ah, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're here in the studio down here with... probably one of the funnest nights I've had in a long, long time down here.
I know you've missed me. It's been a couple of shows.
I know. It has been. I'm so glad that you're here. You know.
But don't forget about She-Wolf.
Well, no. We threw a party for your return, Jeff, by having She-Wolf down here tonight. Joyce Jones has joined us tonight.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Welcome.
How you doing?
Welcome back.
I'd ask how you feeling, but I felt you earlier, and you felt fine to me.
Well, I'm normal. I'm human. Made of flesh and bone.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We've been listening to you sing and talk, and we've been hearing your music tonight, and I'm just absolutely thrilled to have you here.
I am really just tickled pink.
Well, you don't look pink, but we'll give you that. seriously, though, I mean, personally, it's a thrill for me to hear an artist come in here and really do what they do.
Yeah,
and do it from their soul, and it's hard to get that sometimes because of the accoutrements of the room, you know, and it can be kind of scary and intimidating. But and I know before we came on the air today, you were a little worked up, but that's okay. It's happened.
I almost freaked out over into next week.
But you're fine now. You're having a good time, I hope.
Yeah, you you know, sometimes a little Red Bull goes a
little Red Bull
way.
Goes a long way, yeah.
It will, oh, that's coffee.
It gives you wings.
Hey, I got a new wing picture. I really do.
Do you really?
I did. I got it.
You do?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, see there?
I need to
Red
see
Bull
this.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Sounds like you need to get a sponsorship.
Yeah, I know. We need to get a Red Bull on the phone right? to make this thing happen. I tell you what, though.
But it's coffee flavor.
Oh, well, okay.
It's a new flavor.
It's coffee. We'll give you that.
I get a thumbs up. You like my coffee?
Robert Kimbrough Sr. likes everything that we're doing tonight. So Curtis Lowe is liking everything tonight. So you've got some fans out there that are tuned in.
That's
so
cool.
People that are tuned in from all over the world.
I am so flattered, guys. I'm telling you, I'm sucking it all up. I'm loving every bit of this. Please just keep a sucking.
Well, okay, I'll do my best.
Like it.
Somebody in the chat room, undefined, says crazy love She-Wolf.
Nevis, do you know undefined?
And Tony Maynard, y'all got the powers in the house tonight.
Undefined, hey, somebody didn't sign their name.
Hey, Sharky Likens. Riley, the guy, man, y'all got the goods. Everybody's loving you guys tonight. And they're correct. Yeah, we got the goods tonight down
that's
here.
Real so, you know,
the chat room is usually not this active.
Oh,
this chat room has got some folks on there. They're talking tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's usually not this active. Usually when Rick's gone and I have to host, like, nobody chats with us.
Well, you know.
And when I'm here by my lonesome, nobody ever talks to me.
Well, when you got nothing from nothing.
I tell you what.
Yeah, well, but you bring something. You bring in She-Wolf.
Bring in She-Wolf.
Yeah. You know. And everything happens. I tell you what, you're working it up tonight.
Blues at Radio Memphis.
Go ahead.
I was watching you work that tambourine.
Uh-oh.
How long you been playing tambourine?
5 years.
Really?
Old. I had to grab kind of
5 years old.
5 years old. Yeah, I got that.
I had to kind of great grandmama that will beat you in your back if you missed a note. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You had to be on your P's and Q's with your scriptures, your instrument. And fortunate for me, mine was tambourine. It came natural. I used to play the harmonica.
Really?
Yeah, I lost the dang thing.
I tried to play it. I can't get that.
Do you believe?
It's the only instrument you got to suck at to be good.
It's true.
I'm not fooling with him anymore. I'm just going to talk to you, Jeff.
I'll just go ahead and turn my mic.
Well, I was going to tell you, I've never seen anybody work a tambourine the way you do.
Are you for real?
You were getting it on that damn thing.
Well,
she can beat
I'd let you slap me around the way you were slapping that thing.
That means you ought to stop.
I didn't do the blow into the joke. I mean, I left that alone.
Well, you know, see, that's what I thought you did, blowing the dang thing. I didn't know about the freaking
I wouldn't
such,
know anything about
action.
Such banners.
I mean,
blowing is an expression.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
Choo-choo.
But you did play the harmonica a little bit?
When I was small, I lost the dang thing when I was 8. And believe it or not.
Well, they make more than one.
Well, but see, back in them there days,
yeah.
Christmas only came once a year. Christmas come every month for these freaking kids running around here now.
Yeah, no shit.
But it actually only came once a year around my place.
Right. Well, and harmonicas are not cheap anymore.
No, they're not.
You used to be able to pick one up, a decent one up for $5-$10. Now they're like $40.
Well, yeah. I think they was more like chop change then.
Well, I'm just saying.
But to get the job done, yeah.
But see, I don't even know how I stumbled up on it in the first place. And then, you know, you just kind of forget about it. But
you probably chopped cotton for it.
I didn't chop no cotton for nobody. I ain't been in no cotton field. I've been by the cotton field.
But you ain't been in one.
I ain't been in the cotton field. I've been by it.
So, well, tell me this, Joyce. What was it like for you growing up? What was your childhood like?
Life was so hard.
Yeah, like you ain't been in no cotton field. Where did you grow up? Were you from there, Mississippi?
I actually was born and raised in Marshall County, Mississippi.
Your brother's raising his hand back there.
Where you from, Nate?
Potts Camp.
Yeah, Potts Camp. And you still live there. I mean, that's still home.
I actually do. I bought my great-grandparents' home. My father was absent. I'm one of those absent father children, but I'm fine. I do not need Maury Povich. and Steve Wilkos. I turned out just fine without a father. For all of those that need a witness, I'll be the witness.
Right, right.
And I am on Radio Memphis without a father.
Yes.
But I'm fine.
It's fine. You didn't need it.
But my father actually, truthfully, was a nightclub singer.
Was he really?
Yes, he was. He was from the Ohio area. His name was Charles Lansky. That's all he ever done.
Yeah.
Was write and sing.
So you do come by it honestly, then?
I came by it honestly.
What about your mom?
My mom was Pentecostal, born and raised.
Well, she was more than that, I'm sure.
Pentecostal. That's what we...
if you're Pentecostal, that's all you are. Right?
I mean...
I was grown before I saw anything other than the news and a baseball game on TV.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Seriously, my grandfather was... You know, back in those dumb nowadays, they cut switches.
Oh, yeah.
Around here, they use hands and fly swatters, but
no,
I come
switch,
from
a... No, switch, you know, I knew about... We had a willow tree switch. In my backyard when
Elum,
I grew up.
Yeah.
Elum.
Elum had a little extra growth on it that cut your meat.
Yeah, it did.
So I was a good girl. I was like you, Jeff. I showed up for Sunday school. When it was time to get on the morning bench, I was on it. When it come time for youth day, I was there.
Something like a willow switch.
Yeah, willow switch, yeah. That was that. Go in there and you got to peel the leaves off of that thing.
But you know, they call that child abuse now, don't they? That's child abuse.
I guess.
Uh-oh. I don't know.
No. I mean, I came up like you did.
I know.
You
know, I'm all right.
I crossed the line. My dad whipped my ass.
Would you piss at him?
What a what?
Piss at him.
See, he don't
piss
know.
No. That was a switch. No, that was
he
a switch.
He just got a belt,
I just got
Riley.
The belt. I got the belt. But he walked out. He walked in the hall and but cracked that belt like that.
They use real cows then, though.
Yes.
They use real cows.
Right. It's like gun leather. Like
see, plants. Rick, you yeah. so bad, you they don't know what a whipping like is, do you?
Oh, yeah. I do know what
a
whipping is.
Did you get a whipping,
oh,
Rick?
Oh, man.
I can't believe anybody.
I loved every moment of it.
We're not talking about the babysitter whooping.
Oh, that whooping.
We're talking about your mama and your pappy whooping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That happened.
I know about the babysitter whooping.
I was a hellraiser. Still am. You know?
Well, you keep thinking I'm good, but see, that's how I learned. I'm not good. I just learned how to not get caught.
You had a good babysitter.
I had a big sister that couldn't not get in trouble, so I watched her and I learned, the trick
blackmailer.
Is don't get caught.
So Jeff is a blackmailer, Rick.
No.
He was an instigator, I think.
I would watch her do bad things and get in trouble, and think, not I shouldn't do bad things. It's not that I shouldn't do those things. It's
not
that
do them in the open.
I shouldn't leave clues.
You're only guilty until you
get caught.
No clue.
And I've tried to teach my kids that same lesson. Sure. Just don't get caught.
Isn't that a game, Clue?
Yeah.
It was. So I tell my kids, it's not.
They do she-wolf in the bathroom with the piss on them switch.
Hey, gee, where do I sign up for that?
Tony, I stayed out of sight of that piss elm. I saw what it did to other people. So I was the snitch, the gatekeeper, the one that took the names. I was the one.
Brother, you stay out of reach of that piss elm.
So you have this Pentecostal background there, you know?
Yeah.
In essence, a pretty straight normal childhood, you know, and going through school
sheltered.
And you're going through school and you're growing up and you're singing in the church, and then all of a sudden
I found pants.
5 years ago you decided to quit wearing those skirts and become a singer. Yeah.
For real, that was a big deal. My first pair of britches, as they called them back then.
Yeah.
Britches.
Yeah.
The stuff.
Yeah.
My first pair of britches was turquoise double knit. With bells on the bottom of the leg.
Oh, yeah.
Shang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang.
Oh, yeah. Turning heads.
What?
I know.
I was switching for days, as they say.
In all sorts of trouble. What'd you do back behind your mama's back?
Nothing, because she had piss on.
And eyes in the back of her head, right?
And plus, old Cameron sneaked in there around 16, so that shut that all down.
So when you got away from that a little bit, you know, how old were you when that happened?
What?
When you got away from the overseeing eye of mama and that piss elm.
Well, it was actually my great-grandparents is when they passed.
Uh-huh.
Then my life changed.
And then things opened up a little bit for you.
I would have never sang the blues for my granddaddy that.
So what records did you get to listen to? Or did you?
I knew who B.B. was. Who B.B. King. Who?
Albert.
Who? Albert
Johnny
King.
Johnny Taylor.
I didn't learn about Johnny till later on.
Really?
Yeah, knocking the boots and stuff. What was that?
Frank Gabriel.
That was later.
Tony Tyrone?
All I knew about, no, BB was all I knew about.
Well, that makes sense, because BB.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
man, I thought it was something to catch his movie and hear that music.
Oh,
on that
yeah,
movie.
Uh-huh.
Man,
shaking them hips, getting
that
y'all worked
was
up.
Mixed up.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, and BB makes sense though, because BB was always kind of
BB was
clean.
BB was
BB was very family friendly. Yeah.
I knew Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Who?
Ruby.
Later for me. Ruby, actually, I didn't learn who she was until my 30s. We're not going to talk about what I am now. Just stop right there.
So last week, you just learned about Ruby?
No.
Look at you.
I love you, Jeff.
Look at him go.
Gosh.
See, that's
the
way,
snake in the
she
grass.
She already passed away when you learned
Do you
about
see
it?
Yeah, I know. I look at him.
I think she could be the next Ruby Wills.
Watch it. Those are big boots. I didn't say that.
No.
I'm not saying you couldn't do it.
I said it.
She got to work Bill Street.
I said it.
I can work.
And that's the thing. You know, working, have you thought about Bill Street and working Bill Street and
get paid. You don't want to work Bill
There's
Street.
A thing about Bill Street, though.
Yeah, you know, Bill Street is, it seems like it's all sewed up with this Memphis Blues Society. I think I got to get one of those. Is it all about getting that t-shirt to get on Bill?
No. It's about knowing this guy.
No, there's you know, like with anything in this industry, there's a lot of politics involved.
Exactly.
And there's a, you know, a who's who and a what and all that business.
But you know, the artist doesn't get to make the choice of who they are and what they are. That's left up to the fans.
That's correct.
On the mercy of the fans and whether or not they like me. I plead my case to you guys.
Well, all right. Well, let me ask you this. Now, with this band that you've got here, these guys, you getting out on the road any? You playing any? Are you?
Every chance I get.
So you're playing just like here in the Mid-South here locally or North Mississippi? Or are you getting out?
You're
getting up into Nashville? You went a couple of
I
north?
Haven't made Nashville. I haven't been long come back from New York.
Screw Nashville. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I hear you.
Okay?
No.
Are you
and you are not in the minority of that. but as a Memphis musician, and we've heard this from not just from blues artists, but from rock people too, is that you can make your bones in Memphis to a certain extent, but the second you step out and you go play, say, Jackson or Nashville or St. Louis or Little Rock, you're going to sell out. You're going to sell out a room in a heartbeat.
Well, see, I don't know that because they haven't.
Well, I just told you.
Well, thank you.
Well, they ain't going to call you. You got to call them. You
gotta call them.
You got to get this man
over
here.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
Understand all this. Ronnie's got to do that.
He's got to book a show.
Well, hey, let me throw the word out there, Nashville. Memphis, New Orleans, everywhere. Whoop is available. I'm available and I'm ready and I got something hot and interesting and you don't have it because I've still got it.
Well, there's that.
But I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you now.
For the low, low price.
There you go.
$5 a ticket.
So what show you been to that was $5?
Everyone in Memphis.
Oh, wow.
So, Riley, I'm going to ask this.
That's called Hey Rick.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to direct this one to you since you're the business end. Where can people find the She-Wolf online?
You put Amazon.
Got a website, Facebook page.
YouTube?
Yes, I am Joyce Jones on Facebook. Joyce Jones.
Facebook.
It's only one Joyce Jones in Potts Camp.
Well, you know, Any online.
You got gig schedules online and anything like that? And people find out where you play next?
You
can schedule us online. Right now, we don't have a whole lot. We poor, broke, and hungry.
He just put on. She was.
Welcome to being a Memphis musician. Welcome to music.
I like baloney.
Poor, broke, and hungry.
There's nothing wrong with baloney. Throw it on the oven, fry it up.
Thank you.
We'll go anywhere. And we'll perform anywhere and do anywhere. I ain't gonna say anything.
Within reason.
We'll do some things. We'll make a show. You know?
But I am booked.
She-Wolf is available for booking right now and forever.
Right now and forever.
That's like a long time.
That is a long time.
That's a long, long time.
Think you could live up to that?
I tell you what, Rick.
Love festivals.
I tell you what, Rick.
What's that?
I got a little secret. I am booked for Blues Ruse.
Blues who's?
Ruse.
Blues Ruse?
Blues Ruse in Europe.
Are you? Going to Switzerland.
Yeah, you're going to do just fine over there.
Oh, God, they're going to eat you up over there.
Yeah, that's what you need.
I want to take little bites out of me until I'm just right and perfect.
Oh, my God, the European audiences love what you do.
I am super excited. I don't know what to expect, but I do know what I'm taking over
there. Bring plenty of CDs to sell.
I'm going over there to prove a doggone point.
This show has a very large European audience because of that, because of they just, you know, the blues artists that they have are good, but they're different. Yeah. But when they get something from here, from Memphis, from the Mid-South, they go crazy.
Wow, because it's so doggone real and natural. At least
It doesn't get any more real than that.
You know what? Eric Hughes once said this to us in an interview.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who Eric is. He's a musician around town. No, you don't have to know Eric Hughes, but he's been around and. And I think it applies not just to Memphis, but he said, you know, the thing about the music of this area, Memphis, North Mississippi, like that, just this whole scene is, the further you get away from it, the more people value it.
You better say that again. I thought I was somebody when I got that New York.
The more people, the further you get away from this area, the more people value the music from this area. The people that live here, they're kind of immune to it.
They're used to it.
They grew up with it.
They're used to it.
Take it for granted. But you go to Europe, on this side of the world, they're going to make you walk on water.
Listen, I just went to New York City and I found out bread was really bread.
Isn't it something?
Right?
Do y'all know it's a whole different world over there?
It is. Oh, yeah. It's a very different
world. That lady standing up with that statue, she is offering a gift and it's for real.
It is.
It's like a whole
different
country.
They got a little bit more bread than what we got, I think, over here.
Oh, yeah.
At least the ones that's got it over here, they don't show you that they got it.
It's
like
strange,
I said, I like bologna.
Right.
I eat steak, but I like bologna.
Tony Green. Do you know who Tony Green is? She used to sing at Stax for a while.
Why are you doing this to me?
Well, I'll tell you why.
I told you I was sanctified and sheltered, you still ask me about these folks. I don't know nothing about them.
She used to sing in Paris. She still does every once in a while, right? She's a Memphis artist.
Okay.
She came up through Willie Mitchell.
And when she traveled to Europe, she always kept a bottle of Louisiana hot sauce in her bag because they don't know nothing about cooking no chicken wings.
Or anything else.
Or anything else, really. So my advice to you when you go overseas
is take my flour dough.
You take your flour dough and take your hot sauce with you because they ain't got none of that over there.
Take your dry rub. Take that rendezvous. Yeah. I like to take
you got to teach them how to make some roux.
Now, I'm going to go over there with their own stuff and make something out of their stuff.
Oh, good luck with that.
They tried it.
Yeah.
They ain't got salt and pepper.
Baby, how bland you gonna go? You gotta take
a smoker.
Take a smoker if you can make that.
Well, now we from Mississippi. All we need is a hole, hole in the ground, and we gonna make a fire.
See, we might not come back.
Take
your potted meat.
My old buddy Webb took his potted. I said, "Why you take the potted meat over?" He said, "Because it ain't meat cooked or shit."
Terry Harmonica. Hey, ask Terry Harmonica Bean about the potted meat.
Yeah.
They took here at the airport.
You know what? I'm gonna be messed up. You want to know why?
Why's that?
I don't eat pork.
Potted meat and crackers.
I don't eat pork.
They confiscated.
They confiscated.
I was just joking about the bologna. I'll just take the biscuit and sop me.
But you know, you get that rag bologna, ain't got no pork in it either.
Rag bologna is hog all day long.
It's all sawdust and rag, you know.
I'll just take the biscuit. Have you ever sogged molasses and butter?
Oh, God, yes.
Well, say, just forget about the meat. Just give me a biscuit. And saga molasses and
but they don't have no saga molasses over there.
That's all I want is saga molasses.
You need to go spread the culture of the Mid South and Mississippi to Europe.
When
are you going over?
You know what? I was so excited about Benson calling me and booking me and being so good to me and letting me choose who I can take. I didn't give a gosh darn when it was because 2018 hadn't got here. I'm still trying to finish 17.
Well, there's that. Yeah, but it'll get here before you know it.
Yeah, that's all right. But listen, I still got a lot of dates this year that I'm looking to be doing something somewhere.
Well, there is that.
All right.
You got any festivals coming up?
actually, it was something that Raleigh had booked that was Atlanta. If he hadn't have just stepped out of the room, maybe he could tell you about it.
He's right behind me.
But he booked me for Atlanta in October. I really don't keep up with it. I get up and he tell me what I'm going to do for the day.
That's why you need Riley in your life.
You need Riley, yeah.
He was asking what's coming up. What's that in Atlanta that we got coming up in October? We forgot about next weekend is Dwayne Burnside.
He's a friend of ours as well.
Another friend of the show. Right there.
How can we forget Dwayne?
NWO is on the hill.
15th and 16th.
The address, but it's in Holly Springs.
178 Holly Springs, Mississippi at NWO. Dwayne Burnside.
And that's on the
Friends.
16th of October.
15th
of October. 15th
and 16th. I'm supposed to play that Friday night.
Friday
night. Yeah.
We have a date in October for Atlanta.
Yeah.
We haven't had the bookings yet for the exact date, but we're supposed to do a benefit, and it's so touching, y'all, because it was a young couple. Matter of fact, we was in Clarksdale.
At Red's.
3 weeks ago at Red's, and it was a young couple there. And Joyce, she didn't sing a lot, but she sang a little bit, you know, and he heard enough to know that they needed some new artists. They needed a new sound. And he came to me.
He just said he wanted something
Joyce
different.
Came down, he said,
something
I
different.
Need her.
Was he talking about her music or just her?
Yeah. They got the benefit
want Joyce.
Going on. And he began to explain to me that it was, they had a child. It's a young couple. I mean, you know, my heart was touched. Because they are really
the gist
young.
Of it is, guys, is this is a young couple that is celebrating the homegoing, is how I'm going to say that, of a very special child that God had blessed them to not bless them with. So now they have an annual benefit program for
I got
them.
You.
And they don't want She-Wolf to come down there and rock it out.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they want She-Wolf to rock it out, like she said. You know, and they say they've been having the same people year after year, and it's been going on for like 3-4 years. And they want new people, they want new music, and they want new everything. And they heard She-Wolf, and
but
they decided,
as you guys can tell,
they want.
So my calendar is open.
We'll be in Atlanta. We don't know where we'll be, but we'll be in Atlanta in October.
Point being, my calendar is open.
It's open.
Your dance card is open,
my
honey.
My dance card is open.
Well, speaking of which, how about a tune from these with these guys that you're getting here tonight? Come on, let's sing some more. What do you want to do?
What? Yeah. Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man.
Tony, how you doing?
ladies and gentlemen. Our friend Eric Craze says, thank God I've got good headphones.
Hey, baby pup.
So doggone good,
hey,
he says.
Hey, wolf pup, I see you.
And a hello from Akron, Ohio tonight.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Got the box.
How about that?
Who's from Akron, Ohio?
Well, there was a
damn
bunch
Yankees.
Of, damn Yankees. Damn Yankees. A bunch of trouble is what's up around
you
there.
You guys are going to make me be on my knees extra tonight. Extra.
Well, let's wait till we get off the air before all of that nonsense happens.
End your weekend with the blues. Booze and Blues with Rick and Jeff. Sunday nights at 8 Central on Radio Memphis.
You done what?
ain't no use in being mad at me there, Joyce She-Wolf Jones, here in the studio at the Booze and Blues.
You the one done it and did it and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, we done run the band out of here is what we did.
They left me.
That's the only thing we've done tonight, I'll tell you what.
But it's been so fun.
I'm glad you had a good time.
By
I really
George,
am.
George, Joe.
I had a great time.
I've had a blast. I'm so glad y'all came up out of here.
So
up here.
Memphis people are not so bad, Riley.
So it's one of those, isn't it?
You know he a Clarksdale boy.
Memphis people ain't so bad.
We're going up there with him.
I used to live in Memphis.
Yeah, it depends on what side of town you're on, I guess.
Just depends on where you're at.
Don't let him sugarcoat it.
Oh, we ain't all that bad. I am so thrilled that you came up tonight.
I really
come up here and listen to you talk and sing, and just it's been wonderful. Really,
thank you so much.
What were you going
to say? I was going to let you go on and compliment her some more.
No, that was it.
I was in Austin last week. There was a dude from Minnesota that was a friend of one of my coworkers there. It was had come down to visit, and he was, as soon as I told him it was from Memphis, he said, "Oh man, I've always wanted to go there, but I hear it's real scary."
It's not.
I was like, "Man, don't believe what you hear. It's all
not, guys. No, it's hey, not. This it's has not. Been super cool.
We are not the Detroit of the
they
South.
They didn't give me a hamburger.
They didn't give you a hamburger.
You did not give me a hamburger.
I didn't. It wasn't on your rider.
Yeah, you did. That's Riley's fault. He didn't put it in the contract.
That's why we had hot dogs.
Besides, we prefer to give you some barbecue if we're going to do it. We're going to do it right.
Go over here to like One and Only or somewhere and hook you up. And
One and Only?
Oh, wait a minute. You don't eat pork, so.
I don't suck pig.
She might suck the bone, but she don't eat pork.
I don't suck pig.
Don't dig on swine.
Don't suck pig. No swine.
But you know, that Topps hamburger is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
And the Huey burger down there is probably about to.
Ain't no potty like a Memphis potty.
Yeah. And then Riley, any burger is good.
Y'all make me hungry.
Riley is getting loose.
Yeah, he is. You got to ride home with him too.
He's loose as a goose. Mark, you're just kind of like smiling, like I am not in this. I had nothing to do with it. You know the.
He's got to have plausible deniability.
Quietest one is the most guilty.
The one that's quiet
is the sneakiest.
My youngest girl
is quiet.
She's always been quiet. She was quiet when she was a little bitty baby, and I always wanted to get her this little onesie when she was a little bitty baby. It turned out to be true, but it said, "I'm not shy. I'm just coldly evaluating you," because that's how she operates. She's the quiet one in any room. She figures you out. Yeah.
Well, it's not Rick, that's for sure. We know which way he's coming.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows where I stand.
That's right.
So I guess she was going to have to take that stand, too.
I think so.
Tell it like it is, and it is like I tell it.
That's so true, you know, and if they don't like it, then F them.
Feed them beans.
F them and feed them beans or fish heads.
Have you ever heard that before? F them and feed them beans.
I've heard of F them and feed them fish heads. That's what I've heard.
I've never heard. If you're F them, why are you feeding them anything unless it's a date?
Because I like beans.
Well, there's that.
To stop them up.
Yeah.
There's that.
Well, I like beans.
You're supposed to feed them first.
All right, honey. Where can everybody find you?
I am on Amazon.com, iTunes.com. Supposedly any.com.
I got a few thoughts on that.
You can find you on any.com.
Wow.
Try it and see.
Cry baby.
Suck your mama.
Hey now. you got any shows coming up?
You know, that's what we were talking
Atlanta,
about.
We got Atlanta coming up. We got the Dwayne Burnside, Aria Burnside jam coming up, which is this weekend.
15th and 16th. When it go to getting cold, you know, things get few. I'm trying to pick up.
That's when everybody starts heading into the studio and starts making records.
Thanks to you guys, I think it might be cranking up.
Yeah.
We want to see it happen for sure.
I appreciate it.
Well, now, the norm
has been that in the fall it slows down.
Yeah.
But with She-Wolf,
kind of heats up a little bit,
and this game, it heats up. So we think the fall is going to be the norm.
It could very well be, you know, and you could pick up some, you could pick up a few gigs along the way to Atlanta, for example.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you pick up Birmingham or Huntsville or, you know, exactly, Mississippi.
Hey, I'm still a virgin to those territories. I haven't crossed the ground yet.
Yeah, you can get on the Chitlin' Circuit and probably do pretty well with it.
I'm thinking I'm going there. What you think?
And Rick and Jim, we want to let them know that we are available for bookings.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
How do people get in touch with you to book the Shavo?
Hey, Riley
662-902-9158. Riley Bailey, 662-902.
And you are going to get all kinds of obscene calls tonight.
I'll take them.
All right.
All games accepted.
All games. Well, okay.
We will decide whether we play or not.
Let me make a note here.
Beware.
Absolutely. Well, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's been an absolute joy to have you down here tonight. I heard.
I'm honored.
I heard before you came down, because we hadn't met before the show, and aside from upstairs, and you know, I think it was Steve Likens. He said, he says, man, you guys are going to be in for something, because she's got a personality that'll fill the whole building. And
is it true?
It's very true.
Very much so. Yes.
Very much so.
I just like making myself at home wherever I go.
Honey, kick your shoes off. We go. That's what you do.
From the country. Yeah. You got peanut butter, jelly, whatever you eat, I eat.
Bologna.
Bologna. See, that's what I
mean.
Put it right here. Boom.
Next time you're down here, I'm gonna hook up a little gift thing for you down here in that refrigerator. We're gonna eat. We're gonna get busy, right?
What about that one and only get their buff barbecue, their smoked bologna sandwich?
Yeah, I want you to know anytime.
Don't promise us no food, because we will be back.
But anytime.
It's been known to happen.
Anytime. Call me.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, absolutely.
I got your back, Rick.
Well, and I'll tell you this. We built this radio station for artists like you.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Anytime you want to come down and come play on the radio, or come in over here and make a record, we can do that too.
Wow. Yeah. See, this is incredible.
So we got a lot of good stuff. Yes. We got some good stuff coming. So thank you again. We really do.
You are more than welcome. And I am most honored to have spent this evening with you, awesome guys.
The honor is on this side of the table.
No, it's awesome. Not. You guys just don't know how incredible this was. Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you to everyone that called in with any support. Didi,
they were all up in it. Oh, Akron, Ohio, they were all up in it.
You're in there, cub.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was big fun tonight. So
thank you.
I want to give a big shout out to Diana Hampton, DD from Chicago, Illinois, the first caller.
Was she actually the first caller? We might have a surprise in the mail for you.
I don't know, but we'll go ahead and call it that.
Okay.
There's no time.
Well, we've got to give her a surprise.
No, that's up to you guys.
Cool. Thanks right. again, Rick.
Before I go, I'm going to play one more of your tunes off of the EP.
Be all right.
What now?
Be all right.
I was going to play Love Grip.
Love Grip. But
Would you
rather hear Be All Right?
I would really like to send my listening audience to bed with that message. Because no matter what you're going through, whether it's Armor, who is it? Armor, Harvey. Who
Irma, Armor, and Harvey.
Yeah,
Armor, Jose. Jose is next, yeah.
This is the message She Wolf has for you in Florida.
So we'll play that one, right?
Please. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you.
Joyce She Wolf Jones, ladies and gentlemen. And here she is. Be all right. We'll see y'all next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.